Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on the show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. It's 2021. Isn't that a year that you thought, like, as a small child? I remember growing up and being in elementary school in the 80s and thinking about 2000, and that was like this distant space odyssey year. Can you imagine existing in that time? And now we're 2021. It really makes the mind spin. But anytime I move into a new year, I do lay into the freshness and the new energy, the energy of allowing for a restart, a reboot. And on a very micro scale, I do that every morning. I take the first 5 to 10 minutes of my day and think about, what am I going to put in the container? What's in the cup? Because what's in the cup is what spills out on other people, on phone calls, on other human beings, business associates, when I'm pushed. So if I'm filled with love, gratitude, appreciation for life, resiliency, abundant energy, that's what spills out. And I've got to cultivate that. So I found priming for 5 to 10 minutes in the morning. I'm going to pick out the colors that I'm going to paint with on that day. The first thing I do is I make my bed. I've done something. No matter what, if I slip and fall in the bathroom, I made the bed. I can't go wrong. I've already had a marginal level of achievement. Now that sounds silly. Then I'll do a cold shower, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, maybe 5 times, driving up brain-derived nootropic factor, BDNF. I'm priming the neurotransmitters in my brain. I'll sit down and I'll do a meditation. Now, when I say meditation, I know that's intimidating to people, but I will set the intention for 1 quality breath. Now, I took the time to sit down, so I'm going to take 5. And 5 feels so good, I'm going to go to 10. Most of the times, it's 5 to 10 minutes. But I clear my mind and I just let there be breath. I move away the news, the social media. I'm reminded that when I honor and cultivate the container, I have control over my thoughts and how I react to things. I have nothing, no powers of control for the outside world, which is a statement I hear all the time from people. The pandemic makes it so hard because I don't know what's going to happen in 6 months, a year. When do we ever know? When do you ever know when you go to bed what is coming tomorrow? Never. That's the illusion. So for me, this has been very freeing and a reminder that I need to lay in to what I preach. And I do a good job at it, but I fall off just like the next person. The big one for me is meditation. It's on, off. But if I think about the one breath, I never have to screw that one up ever again. So laying into the energetics of a new year, I sat down and wrote a passage. I'll call it my vows of gratitude, and I wanted to frame what I was feeling, and I've been spending the mornings writing, giving myself 30 minutes. Sometimes it's 2 hours, working on a book, I'm working on content for work, but most of the time, I'm writing out my feelings, and I'm trying to get clear on what I even feel. I'm aware that through my gurus, my teachers, that most of the agitation, the times when I'm triggered, is a social situation or a person or a speech that's holding up a window. Now, why is that enraging me, Show? So I always go back to this idea that if we could all do the work internally, we don't have to go anywhere. We talk about healing the world. We've heard people say, heal yourself, heal the world. If we all did that, it would happen maybe in a weekend. Isn't that astounding to think about, that we could end war and hunger through awareness, awareness being the superpower, that we could redirect our priorities and get back into this world of a collective healing? There's not a lot of collective thought for the greater good happening right now. It's a lot of fear. And I understand it. I understand the process. I know there's lessons in this, and I'm not judging it. It's just what it is. So without further ado, I'm going to read some vows here. I woke up. I'm filled with gratitude to wake. Today, I'm pleasantly surprised to open my eyes to morning light and pull in a full breath, lungs expanding. the perfect mixture of 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, small amounts of carbon dioxide, neon, and hydrogen, perfect to sustain life. The odds of a habitable zone planet ever hosting a technologically advanced species must be less than 1.7 times 10 to the negative 11th power. That's about 1 in 60 billion through Drake's equation. I accept, and I understand, this moment was not a guarantee upon closing my eyes. I'm not with family. There's no presence under the tree during this holiday season, but I find myself consumed with a powerful sense of awareness, a level of clarity and perspective that could only have been cultivated through 2020. I have received the most incredible present of all. I feel present. I am temporarily present to reflect and feel. Life will go sideways. We will fall. There will be grief. There will be incredible loss. Through our socially distanced media platforms, I have witnessed the loss of partners, employees, artists, teachers, husbands, wives, and acquaintances. The lights still dimmed on Broadway. Who could have imagined this heartbreak 9 months later for the theater community? To not sit with this grief is to ignore the full palette of life's vivid colors. I use presence to allow this gift of grief to move through me. And on the other side, I consider this. When did I make an agreement to be burdened and consumed with stress attached to car payments, mortgages, the fluctuating price of the stock market? When did I agree to success being measured by the amount of United States currency composed of 75% cotton and 25% linen in my bank account to dictate any level of happiness? When did I allow judgment to weave its way into my means of communication? When did I agree to express myself in a song only when I was given a contract through a commercial theater to best express that gift? Are you kidding me? When did I agree to allow events that are tied to the external world to dictate the resonance and vibration of unconditional love that I would permit myself to feel? Something loved me. Something loved you in the universe enough to give you the gift of life. So after cancer, after four surgeries to be reopened and cleaned up, I've run from allowing myself to feel tired, to feel fatigued, and turned a cold shoulder to rest. I have held the narrative that I was cheated, at times robbed, of robust health. I have pushed to stay up and to stay positive. 2020 was the flashlight to clearly see the gift of slowing down, to see the gift of illness, the gift of being sick. It was the superpower of awareness that allows me to reap the benefits of what is. The stillness of this year opens the door to the idea that all things, all the tasks, all the jobs, all the entertainment, all of life's activities are tools to explore what it means to be a human being, both good and bad, both sorrow and joy. I love you, as I love myself, as I do my neighbor, even in their most challenging and hateful states of being. I honor the pain, the trauma, and sorrow in each and every one of you. I open the realm of possibilities and hold space for you to allow these dark colors so often spoke about in 2020 to move through you and allow for the next wave of elevated vibration to take up space in your heart, because the pendulum swings both ways. That is an undeniable law of the universe. It's going to swing back. So hold space for that and honor the highs and the lows. That's it. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. I'm trying to spread love. If this episode resonates with you, give it a share. That's it for now. Namaste. Ladies and gentlemen, you made it to the end of the podcast, and here we are at season two. I think this is the beginning of something really beautiful. So one way to support the podcast is to head over to freddysetgo.com and check out Freddy's Faves, where I've linked every five-star product and healing modality you hear about on the show. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link or using the discount code. Please know they don't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they support the podcast through affiliations. So check out Freddy's Faves on freddysetgo.com. My heart honestly thanks you for tuning in. And if you've enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. It gives us the virtual thumbs up that we're doing things right. If you want to connect with me directly, I'm on Instagram at freddysetgo or freddysetgo.com through email. Now, this is a message from my vast legal team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your physician for any medical issues that you might be having. That's it for today. Our closing, the world is hurting. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you.